Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY 2022 results conference call of TCI Express Limited, hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Chandra Agarwal, Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Q4 and full year financial year 2022 earnings call of TCI Express Limited. I would like to thank all of you for joining us here today. I will start first with the industry and business overview for the quarter, and then we'll hand over the call to Mr. Mukti, CFO, to discuss the financial performance of the company for the quarter. Our earnings presentation has been uploaded on the website and stock exchange, and I hope you had a chance to review it. Q4 financial 2022 was a mixed quarter, where production and logistics movements slowed down in the month of January and February due to the new wave of COVID-19. However, it picked up again in the month of March. Both the data for index for industrial production and e-way bill generation showed a recovery trend with 7.8 crore e-way bills generated in March 2022. The IIP growth was led by all sectors in March, with the index increasing 1.9% to 131.5. With revived economic activity, express logistics industry performed well. However, the slight increase in inflation at that point of time added to the macroeconomic environment. With broad-based recovery across industries, TCI Express continued to set operational benchmarks and delivered a year filled with new accomplishments. The company has delivered highest quarterly revenue of 300 crores, registering a growth of 6.7% year-on-year and 4% on a sequential basis. The growth was primarily driven by strong demand from both SME customers and corporates. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 52 crores, registering a sequential growth of 6.5% with strong margin of 17.4%. Margin remained stable, backed by higher capacity utilization and operational efficiencies. Our profit after tax stood at 36 crores with margin of 12% compared to 43 crores in Q4 financial year 2021. If you remember, the Q4 financial 2021 net profit was exceptional as it had 1.5 crore of non-recurring other income and around 2 crores of tax reversal. I'm elated to share on annual basis, company has delivered a strong performance despite the first and fourth quarter of the year being impacted due to the pandemic. In financial year 2022, TCI Express recorded a revenue of 1,081 crores from operations with year-on-year growth of 28%. EBITDA grew by 29% to 183 crore, and our EBITDA margin remained strong at 17% even after reversal of certain costs and increase in employee costs during the year. Profit after tax grew by 28% to 129 crores. In the light of strong performance during the financial year 2022, the board of directors has recommended a quarterly dividend of rupees 2 per share, taking total dividend to 8 rupees per share for the financial year 2022, representing a payout of 400% on the face value of 24% of the EPS. In addition, the board has approved the buyback amounting to rupees 75 crores through the open offer route at an indicated price of 2,050 per share, which is subject to shareholders' approval. Now coming to a brief update on sorting centers. We have successfully commissioned India's first and largest automated B2B sorting center in Gurgaon, aptly named Giga Sorting Center, spread over 2 lakh sq ft area, equipped with 600 meters of fully automated loop sorting system, with a throughput capacity of 15,000 parcels per hour. Additionally, the system is capable of loading and unloading over 140 containerized trucks in a single run, reducing parcel handling time and vehicle holding time by 40%, while also increasing operational and fuel efficiency. Following the success of automation at the sorting center, the strategy will now be implemented at other sorting centers as well. Pune sorting center has been operational since June 21, and we will be using the learning from Gurgaon center and will implement automation in this coming year. During the year, to augment our business growth, we have added 45 new branches and 10 branches in the fourth quarter. This allows us to penetrate deeper in the key growing markets, primarily in the south and north regions, catering to the growing demand of the SME customers. In addition, the three new launch services, Pharma Cold Chain Express, C2C Express and Rail Express, which has not only received positive response from our customers, but also aligned to our growth as multimodal express delivery company in India. These are new offerings and we expect them to contribute meaningfully by the end of financial year 2023. So overall, the logistics industry contributes significantly to the country's economic growth. Government effort to expand the integrated logistics and multimodal connectivity via massive infrastructure investments, as we all know, the Gati Shakti, the Bharat Mala project, and the PPP is certainly a positive step for the logistics industry in India. Capital expenditures, infrastructure developments, and policies to support the survival and growth of SMEs are some of the key focus areas of the budget 22-23. The express logistics industry is expected to clock a robust growth while growing demand for faster delivery, government initiatives, policy supports, improved road connectivity, and reducing the turnaround time. Given our wide network of branches and balanced mix of large corporates, TCI Express is well positioned to capitalize on growing market opportunities and deliver long-term sustainable growth through its asset-light and comprehensive express offerings. With this, I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Mukti to discuss financial performance of the quarter. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Chandra sir. And now I would like to discuss the financial performance of the company. Our total income stood at rupees 300 crore for Q4 as compared to 89 crore in the previous quarter and 283 crore in the same period of last year. The company posted a sequential growth of 4% and year-on-year growth of 6%. This growth can be attributed to multiple factors like growth in demand from SME, which contributes around 52% to the revenue, pickup in economy activity and increased demand from rural areas. So our EBITDA for the quarter stood at rupees 52 crore as compared to rupees 49 crore in the previous quarter and rupees 57 crore in the same period last year. Despite rising fuel costs, we have been able to maintain strong EBITDA margin of 17.4% with our satellite model, high capacity utilization and various cost control measures. The net profit of the company is stood at rupees 36 crore with the margin of 12% in this quarter. On a full year basis, the total income for FY22 stood at rupees 1,090 crore as compared to rupees 850 crore of last year, registering a robust year-on-year growth of 28%. EBITDA for FY22 was rupees 183 crore as compared to 142 crore for the same period last year, registering a robust growth of year-on-year growth of 29%. This improvement can be attributed to growth in top line as well as improvement in overall efficiency. Net profit for the whole year was again rupees 129 crore with a margin of 11.8%, registering a year-on-year growth of 28%. So we continue to generate strong cash flow of rupees 111 crore and maintain cash balance of rupees 104 crore rupees. With flexible capital structure, we are well positioned to fund our strategic growth plan. During FY 2022, we have incurred a capex of rupees 80 crore towards construction and automation of our new salting center at Gurgaon and other one, and will continue to implement the automation strategy in other salting centers to enhance overall operational efficiency and ultimately drive profitability further. So thank you very much, and now I would like to open the floor for question and answer. Over to you, moderator, please.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Mr. Ravi Naredi from Naredi Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you to give me this first opportunity. Mr. Chandar, you are really doing very good in spite of margin down in this quarter. First, I would like to know the reason year to year. What is the reason?
So if you see operationally, we have no problem. It is only that the salary cost has gone up because for the new products we have added the new team, and that will equalize this quarter. So that is one of the main reasons only. Okay. And of course, last year we had the sale of a property and some tax reversal. So that is the only reason. Nothing officially, if you see, no problem.
Okay, okay. Sir, secondly,
to what Mr. Chandar is saying, so if you see on a gross margin level, we are again, it is in a 34% gross margin we have.
You should look
at it. It is in the last quarter, the same year.
Yes. Sir, due to Gurgaon sorting center start, which type change we may expect in current year, and after that Pune sorting center will start? So, what type of changes we may expect in current year? That is my question.
So, I think we will have labor reduction, then we will have faster delivery of goods, and then the turnaround time will be much faster. You see,
right
now, 12 hours the trucks stand in our sorting centers. With this, it has come down to almost 5 to 6 hours. And that's right, the biggest game changer. When we will show it to the whole of India and whole world that the kind of savings we are doing, I think it will be phenomenal. So we are happy because our customers are also very happy now.
Right. And last, my point is there, after how is Air Express going on, and after Air Express, what is new thing in your super genius mind, what you will do in company?
Air Express in India is not growing. So
okay,
everybody who is doing Air Express is only doing e-commerce and trying to do Air Express by putting their material in train. But the real fact is that the capacity of air cargo in India has not increased. You see, there are air cargo companies like Spice Express. They are not doing domestic as much as international. So every company has their own strategy to utilize Air Express in different ways.
My point is other way, Air Express which we are doing with train, how is that going on and how we are seeing new thing in company?
On air side, so you know, whatever we are doing, we in the same ratio what we are doing in surface, we are growing on that part. And new changes, you know, like it is not, we are not robust on air side, because India's lengths are not big one like US and China have. So our more focus to, you know, convert other competition air customer into in rail customer, because in that we almost matching the same time of delivery. Like it may be, you know, maybe delay by like 24 hour, but it is okay. Their customer is okay with that. Because in rail and air, if you see, air cost is almost 4 or 5 times higher than this rail express.
They are
happy to get these services.
Okay. All the best, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Rajesh Kothari from Alpha Accurate. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening, sir. Good set of number in a otherwise kind of a still challenging markets. Sir, my question is, can you a little bit more elaborate on the new initiatives, right now, what is the progress over there? How much has it started, contributing to your revenue? And what kind of ramp up you are looking for that?
Sorry, we missed the first line, Rajeshji.
My question was that, the new initiatives what you started, particularly the pharma cold chain, the two, three new initiatives.
Yeah, that is 15% now of our revenue, and we will take it up to 25% by 2025.
They already touched 15%, which is a good progress. Okay, and you mentioned that by 25 you want to, double revenue kind of thing. So you are talking about there is FY25, that's what one should assume?
Yeah, we will be achieved by 2025.
Okay, financial year 2025.
Yeah.
Perfect. And in terms of this, the freight index and our pricing power, what are the recent trends and how do you, how do you see that?
Yeah, so pricing is, we just like in our company, we make a system to be, asked our price hike on annual price hike from the customer, apart from the diesel. Last year was also challenging year due to the, spike in a diesel hike, diesel rate. So that, annual hikes was slightly less, but in this year, I think hopefully diesel will not be increased. So we will be again go for, annual hikes much for that. So we anticipating almost price increase of 4-5% in this FY22-23. Last year, we just able to take a kind of like 1.5% to 2% in overall basis on account of annual hikes.
Okay. And the last question from the competition perspective, how do you see that? Any specific trends which you're seeing? Is it becoming a little bit more aggressive in the market? Some color on that?
See, and nobody in what is happening in India is that there are five people running after the same business. Okay. Ultimately, the customer goes to the company that gives the best service and the best feedback, customer feedback. So that itself is shown by, and of course, which means that, which company has the most profitability also has the best quality of customers. So I don't think there is any challenge as such. The business is, the market is very, very big. Opportunities are humongous. So we are not unfazed by competition.
Perfect. Great, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kothari. We take the next question from the line of Shalini Gupta from East India Securities. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, good evening, sir. I just had a few thoughts. I mean, there's a likelihood of crude prices coming off now. So, how you will have to pass on the benefit of lower prices to your customers. So, does the target of 2,000 crores still hold? Because if you have to hold that and prices are coming lower, you would have to do that much higher volumes.
We have missed your question, ma'am, because it was the line was getting disconnected. Not disconnected.
Okay. I'll just repeat myself. So there's a likelihood of crude prices coming off.
Kalin, your voice is not clear, I think.
Okay. Just hold on. Yeah, so is my voice clear now?
A little better.
Okay. So, sir, my question was that there is a high likelihood of crude prices coming off because of world recession, world slowing down and the rest of it. So, you will have to pass on the benefit of lower prices to your customers. So, does the target of 2,000 crores top line by 2025 still hold? Because if you have a situation of sales coming, you would have to do that much more volumes to be able to reach that in a situation of lower prices.
So we will, I'll explain you, we are not the traditional transportation company. So we provide, transportation to MSMEs, and large corporates in the higher value segment. So in that, the freight doesn't really come down because the component of this facility, of this express facility is before time, on time, you know, in containerized vehicles. So it's a value addition. So here we don't see the propensity of pricing coming down.
Okay. And, sir, you've talked about, in the presentation, you've talked about owning your sorting centers in major metros. Sir, I'm just asking you, how will this help? Because are you expecting a shortage of warehouses or what is it?
No, it is because we don't want to compromise the operations, and certain locations require that we have the, you know, the, I mean, the overall cost of ownership is very low because they're not in the city, they're far away from the city.
Okay. And, sir, like, right now, capacity utilization is something like 85-odd%. So, at what capacity utilization will you have to increase capacity? And, I'm leading to this, once this happens, do you see a dip in margins?
Sorry, Shalini, can come again? Last what you said?
Yes. Yes. Sir, what I'm saying is that right now our capacity utilization is close to around 85-odd%.
Yeah.
So, sir, when will you increase capacity? And why I'm asking is, once you increase capacity, will you not see a dip in margins because of higher costs?
No, no. So currently we are utilizing 85% in this quarter. We utilize almost 85%. We supposed to be do around 86%, but January month was, you know, hampered due to the regional lockdown. So our capacity utilization was slightly less on January month. That's why it peaked at around 85%. But, you know, our endeavor to be increased to at least, you know, 50 to 100 basis points in each year on capacity utilization level, and that will be keep continue on that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, sir. Like, let's say you are at 90% capacity, then at that point, will you not have to increase capacity? And once that happens, do you not see a dip in your margins because of higher costs?
No, no, no. This is, I am just explaining, Shalini. This is not working like that. It is very dynamic one. So, like, supposing I am running one 9-ton truck right now. Tomorrow, supposing I have started to have the cargo regularly, 12-ton on that route, I will be just replace the truck with the higher capacity truck. So, you know, then my per unit cost even reduced further. So this way, it is always there's a room to change the capacity utilization level, and ultimately we will be save something there.
Okay.
Which benefit you've seen on a, like, 2021, you know, we changes our capacities dramatically. Like, we change from 9-ton to 11-ton, 14-ton to 17-ton, and that benefit we get, like, 400 basis point margin improved in a 1 year itself. So this journey or this kind of dynamic changes in a capacity utilization and replacement will be continue, you know, because we also have the policy to change a truck once it's reached to 7 year age, then we have to be replace the truck. So this way it will be continue to replacement of the capacity. So we, in that sense, we will not be at the another truck of 9-ton, rather we will be replace the 9-ton truck capacity into 14-ton truck capacity this way.
Yeah. And sir, my last question. Sir, what are the value-added services that you are offering better than competition, which the others are not offering? Sorry about this question, but I was just curious.
So basically, like you've seen, we added the two new services, C2C and, you know, Rail Express we provided to customer. Other than that, we are also giving the specific deliveries for B2B customer, like mall deliveries, army deliveries, scheduled deliveries, like mall guys saying, please come only on 10 o'clock at night after mall closes. So these kind of services, and further we are also giving the like of out of delivery area services also. Like, supposing somebody saying, from my branch, that is 300 kilometers, so I am still delivering there. Obviously charging premium on that, and customer is ready for that. So this way, we are far ahead in, you know, providing these value-added services to our customers.
Yes. Sir, Mr. Chandan.
Next question, please. So next.
Sorry.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Rushabh from RS Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you. I just want to understand for the sorting hub that we're adding, what kind of technology are we using? Is it something different from other players? Because even we're seeing other competition is adding hubs aggressively. So please explain on that.
No, there is nothing very different. We are doing what is required, scanning, and you know we are doing the normal things. We are not doing anything out of exception.
Okay. And second thing, sir, are we using any electric vehicles in a fleet? If you could
any of that. India does not have the infrastructure or the availability of electric vehicles. When it comes here, then we will see.
Okay. And so how much price hikes have we taken in this full year?
It is around 2.5%.
For the full year?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Dhruv Chen from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, if you could just let us know the volumes for this quarter, please.
Your voice is actually breaking, Dhruv.
Sir, is it audible now?
Yeah, better. Better.
Yeah. Sir, just if you could just let us know the volumes for this quarter.
Yeah, volume is, in this quarter, we achieve a volume of 2,35,000 tons.
Okay.
For the whole year, we had done almost 8,65,000
ton. Okay, sir. Thanks. Very helpful. Sir, I had a question on, you know, on your value-added products. So, you know, you mentioned that about 15% of your overall revenues about your is your value-added mix. So, if you just do a back calculation.
They are not value-added mix. They are more of additional services.
Okay, so basically C2C, Rail Express, Air Express and Pharma.
Additional services.
Okay, so sir, what would be the share of these two new products that you have added in this year?
We intentionally don't want to be diverse because these are not the sizable one. If you put together, we are at the 15% as Mr. Chandra has mentioned.
Okay, so basically you are saying that, you know, currently if it is about 15%, that means close to about 160 crore revenue comes from that right now. In the next 3 years, that will go to about 500 crores.
Yes, that is true.
Okay, and sir, you know, what would be the key risks, right? Because this is a very very tall target. I'm sure, you know, you do your best to achieve it. But what would be the key risk in here to basically achieve that? What do you foresee?
Economic risk, if India slows down, shuts down, then we have a problem. Our growth rider is only the Indian economy. So if the Indian economy is doing well, we will also do very well.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jain. We take the next question from the line of Radha from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir, and I'd like to congratulate you on your extremely resilient performance. So, just wanted to ask one or two questions. My first one was, including this Gurgaon and Pune sorting center, what would be the total area under management for the company as of today?
So, it is not really matters for us because this is not the warehousing space. It is basically sorting center, but I think it is around, we have the 2 million square feet area right now, which is lease and own one right now.
So this is in total, including all the sorting centers that we have?
Yeah.
2 million square feet. Okay. Also, my next question would be, you mentioned that 15% of your revenues were from these value-added services. Now, and previously our target was that these new services would have an EBITDA margin of about 20%. So are we in that range for these new services or are we on path to achieving that range for the new services?
Yeah, so we, you know, whatever services we added, we, you know, we, with the full thought, we added these services and all are the what kind of, you know, service and other, you know, SOPs for surface business. That kind of SOPs we are also following, like which like, you know,
asset light
model. We are not adding any assets for that. Margin has to be in the range of like 17% to 20% EBITDA level. That we following these services as well. So we are in, you know, getting the profits the same level what we are getting in a, you know, kind of surface business.
Okay. Thank you. That's it from my side, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Ankit from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, you know, in this quarter, if you look at it on the volume terms and volume, we saw a growth of just 4.4% compared to last quarter in Q4. So, you know, if you can tell us month-wise, you know, you spoke about...
Your voice is not clear, Mr. Ankit.
Sure, I'll speak a bit louder. So, yeah, in Q4, we saw a volume growth of just 4.4%. And, you know, if we look at it from a month-wise perspective, you know, did we see degrowth in January and February and then March picked up? How was it like? What was the key reason for, you know, low growth in Q4 FY22?
Voice is still not, we could not understand. Possibly, you can speak a little softer.
Sure, sir. So I was asking about the low volume growth during Q4. Yeah, is it better now?
Yes, softer.
Sure. So in Q4 FY22, we saw volume growth of just 4.4%. And you did allude to, you know, January and February being soft months because of the third wave of COVID.
Hear you. Ankit, we are not able to hear you. Please come again in after Q3.
Yeah. Is it better now?
No, not as clear. We can take the next call.
Sure, I'll come back in the queue.
Sir, we take the next question from the line of Aman Vish from Astute Investment Management. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Hello?
Good afternoon, sir.
Yes?
You are able to hear us? Actually, I think the problem is from your line side because we are able to hear all the questions properly.
Mr. Aman, you're audible, sir. You can go ahead with your question.
Sure. Yeah, can you check, please, the moderator?
Oh, sir, I can hear you loud and clear in the conference. There's no problem with the
The incoming voice is not clear. Incoming voice is breaking up.
Give me a second.
Now it's better. Now it was better for a second.
Mr. Aman, could you please go ahead with your question, sir?
Yeah, I will now.
Now it's clear, yeah.
Now is it better, right?
Yeah, perfect.
Sure, sir. So the first question was, you talked about there was degrowth in January and maybe February. If you can talk about the degrowth, what number percentage did we see in January and now the traction in March and April, what was the growth?
Yeah, so January basically was around, you know, same level of last year, that was flat. And February month has, I think it was 2% minus on over last year, January. And flat in the February and then March we have around two double-digit growth. And ultimately we achieve a growth of 7% in this quarter.
And for April and May, are we seeing that healthy growth double-digit back?
Sorry? Come again, Aman, please.
Sir, I was asking in April and May, are you seeing that very healthy growth like in March coming back or are you seeing some slowdown?
Yeah, March onwards, growth aspect of fantastic. There's been a robust growth is going on.
Okay. What kind of volume growth do you think we can achieve?
You're talking about FY23?
Yes, sir. Full year. What is the volume growth you think?
So we will be, we are targeting to achieve in this year in volume side in the 16% and revenue is in the range of 20% to 22%.
Sure, that's very interesting. Second, region-wise split, are we dependent on any particular region or is it like 20-25% across the four regions, north, south, east, west?
Yeah, so, you know, always we focusing across India and that's why our utilization level in trucks is also always is high. because we penetrated very deeper across India, and we usually grow in all sector or across zones, like you know, north, west, south, and slightly east is always is a consumption center. So that is also growing the same pace. Sometime maybe like 1 or 2 basis point is okay. That way is happening.
But we are not dependent on any particular region, like 40-50% from a region. It's like 25-30%.
Yeah. So we are like 85% revenue is coming from 3 zones, south, west and north put together. And 15% revenue is coming from east sector.
In terms of growth, you are seeing across all the regions or any region which is growing faster, any region which is growing slower?
No, that is not there, and all sectors are, you know, all zones are growing in a same range.
That is also good to know, sir. Final question I have is, if you you talked about 15% of the revenue, so roughly 160 crores came from the new services. So, sir, if you remove that portion, the base business is like 900 crore only, and we did not have most of these services 3-4 years back. So it doesn't seem like our base business, if we exclude these services, has grown much.
No. So basically, basically this includes our existing service of Air Express also, actually. So put together, Air Express, Internal Air Express, Rail, Cold Chain Pharma and C2C. All put together, then it is become a part.
Hello, Mr. Agarwal.
Yeah.
Sir, is the question answered? Because yes, I just noticed the line got dropped.
Yeah, it's okay. We take the next question.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Vikas Khatri from Averil. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening, sir. So my question is, this year we have registered very good growth. So what is our 3-year CAGR? Because in between there was a negative year of pandemic. So how is the 3-year CAGR? And attaching to the last question, that 15% is the contribution from new services. We do agree that air was hovering around 5-6% 3 years back. So our core surface CAGR is how many percent in last 3 years? And second question is, what is the impact in terms of bits on EBITDA due to automation of these 2 sorting centers? These are the 2 questions.
Yeah, so I am giving the answer for the last question first. So basically, you know, we mentioned in last call also, so we will be get the benefit once we will be, you know, fully automatized and stabilize the operations, which we just started in quarter one. So benefit will be almost 50 basis point in by this one center. And regarding other services, we also said like earlier we have... Yeah, so earlier we have almost, you know, around 12% kind of revenue buy from this, you know, Air Express and other put together. We have these kind of services. Now it is reached to on a 15% because we just started these services last year only, not the before that. Yeah.
Okay, and what is the overall CAGR of 3 years?
So 3-year CAGR I think is almost 5% only because 2 years were just like, you know, washed out in this corona time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Krupal S. from Spark Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. Krupal Shankar from Spark Capital. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. Just wanted to understand on with respect to the pricing side of things. You alluded to the fact that you will be taking on 4-5% price hike, and do you believe that, you know, given the hyperinflation and perhaps relatively pressure on volume side, you will be able to pass on this sort of a general hike increase?
No, Krupa, we are not able to hear properly. Your voice was not clear. Can you repeat again and...
Sure. So what I was asking was, with respect to the pricing side, so you did allude to the fact that there will be another 4-5% price hike. And so just wanted to understand if the tonnage comes under pressure, would it be possible to take such a steep price hike in such a market? Even fuel is also going up. All these aspects have to be considered, right?
Yeah, that is, you are right. Because in this year, in FY23, we are anticipating not an increase in fuel price, because government is also concerned about that, and RBI as well also. So, that's why I am saying, so we are looking for an annual hike in this year, because last year again diesel was sharply hiked and, we have passed it on to customer very efficiently. And if in this year is also happening, then we will be again pass it on to customer, and annual hike may be like restricted to 2-3% only then. That is all depends on the circumstances will be, happening in this year.
Right. And also in addition to, your overall strategy of adding new branches. Now in FY22, you have seen around 45 new branches getting added. So what's your target for FY23? And, the tonnage growth, what you have alluded to earlier about, 16 odd percent. What is the extent of contribution you're expecting from the newer branches?
So it will be about, we plan to add about 100 branches across country. And so new branches take about almost 6 months to 9 months to come into stream. So it will be tough to say, how much they will be adding, because it will depend also a lot on the economic activity of India, how we are progressing.
Right. Okay. Got it, sir. And one last question, sir, if I may. I did note that you have CAPEX plans scheduled over the next couple of years at least. And there is a healthy dividend payout as well. So any rationale behind a buyback? Because your cash balances, including, cash and bank balances, are all the...
Yeah, so basically, rationale on buyback, because we have the surplus funds. Like 100 crore rupees we already have. And in this year, we will be generate almost in the range of 175 to 200 crore rupees in this year. So if you put together, we will be have over 300 crore rupees cash available by year end. On CapEx side, we have a plan to spend up to 100 crore rupees. And this buyback of 75 crore rupees is easy for us. And ultimately, we will be retain. The same way of like 75 to 100 crore rupees by year end. Other thing, good thing in our business to, run the daily operation, we do not need any, money. Like our just networking cycle is hardly 15 days. So this we also seen in balance sheet.
And we also have given 400% dividend. So, we've done dividend, we are doing investments. So, excess cash, we are doing buyback.
Got it, sir. Thank you and best wishes.
Please.
Yes, sir, please go ahead.
So, like you, in this year you've seen, we, almost generate a profit of 150 crore rupees. Out of that, we added the assets of 80 crore rupees. We disbursed the dividend of 30 crore rupees. And then remaining, we have put into investment. So, very simple cash flow, balance sheet, and, P&L we have. So nothing to be worried about that.
Got it, sir. Just wanted to say that if we have such a CapEx plan, I think it would have been better to invest towards growth prospects, is what I was perhaps alluding to. Yes, but of course, I do get your point of view as well. Thank you, sir, and best wishes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We take the next question from the line of Srijanjana from Ratnapraya. Please go ahead.
Sir, of the CAPEX that you are doing, how much time does an sorting center take to reach, a respectable utilization, some 75-80%? And also, in your earlier comment, you mentioned once your Gurgaon sorting center fully comes online, it will contribute 50 basis points to the entire revenue margin, is it?
As soon as the sorting center starts, it's like 100% utilization. So there is no, difference in that. Now, when you do automation, we do trial runs, we are learning, we have to do reprogramming, rerouting. So all that process takes about 1 or 2 months, 2 months usually. So that process is on, and it becomes easier after the first sorting center is made. Then we have to just follow it through, with the same processes everywhere else. So then it becomes cut copy paste, you know, so as to say. And we are in that learning stage, and we will see the results coming out, you know, definitely by Q2.
Okay. And impact on margins, you said once it is fully operational, it's 50 basis points on entire revenues that we will do, is it?
Yeah, up to that, yeah.
Okay. And broadly, what would be the IRR for these kind of sorting centers, sir, that we are targeting?
Yeah, so we are targeting, you know, this period is payback period, you know, in the range of 6 to 8 years max.
Okay. And majority of 500 crores capex in 5 years that we are talking about, I am assuming, is in sorting centers only.
Yeah, that's it. Correct.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Renaud Sioni from Sharekhan. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon, and congratulations on good results and, you know, your buyback proposals. I wanted to know, you know, this quarter we have seen, you know, logistics companies getting impacted by COVID, which we see more predominant in northern region, especially Delhi and surrounding areas. So, as you said that the mix is not concentrated, so does that mean, you know, any specific region, if it gets impacted during, say, a particular period, then it affects the entire volume for, you know, that period. Any one region getting impacted can affect, you know, volume growth overall, because there is a movement to and fro from a particular region.
So what is your question?
So, you know, like, say, suppose Delhi was under a lockdown, severe lockdown, say, about 45 days, compared to other regions which were not under lockdown. But since to and fro from the Delhi to other regions might be impacted, so, you know, overall volume growth pan India basis gets impacted for the company.
Yeah, this is true actually. In some point, because supposing there is an, yes, you rightly said Delhi, supposing in under lockdown, so there is a to and fro will be impacted accordingly.
North India is the you know, big manufacturing hub. So, and the consumption is done all over India. So it really impacted, you know, the overall consumption cycle.
Okay.
Production cycle first.
Yeah, thanks for the clarity. And we have more, you know, we have not, you know, pushed for increasing market share or dilution of prices, you know, in terms of growing our revenues, as we see in other players. So we would be employing the same strategy going ahead also, right?
We will keep the same strategy.
Okay. And other thing was in terms of, you know, capex going ahead, as you say, 100 crores of capex per annum. So, you know, is it, would it be mixed, you know, automation in existing? Are there any greenfield automation centers coming up over the next 2 to 3 years for the company?
Yeah. So, one existing Pune, which is already operational on in this current year only, then FY22 only, that we will be put automation. Other one will be the new greenfield one, not put in an old one.
And which location, any region-wise location?
So we will be give, please, kindly ask us separately. I will be provide that.
Okay. Okay, no problem. Yeah, that was from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you, please.
Thank you, sir. We have the next question from the line of Mayur Parkeria from Wealth Managers. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Thank you for taking my questions, and congratulations on a decent set of numbers. Sir, I had a couple of questions. How many customers would we have added in FY22 in such challenging environments, new customers?
So we added almost 5,000 customers in this FY2022.
5,000 customers. And
yeah.
Would the base be now closer to 2.5?
No. It is, we have almost 2 lakh, so it may be like 2 lakh to
220,000 customers right now.
Acha, acha. And pre-COVID, sir, what was the trend of roughly annual addition? I mean, just trying to understand that, is this number already back to and on the growth side, or is it below the pre-COVID?
So pre-COVID level, we have around, because in last year, in we added the customer pre-COVID, that was around 210,000 customers we have.
Achha.
And this 2 year onward, 2 year, we have done almost 10,000 addition. And
no,
majorly, obviously, in SME customers, big customer is the number is less, obviously.
Right. No, annual addition pre-COVID would have been in the same region, 5,000 plus minus, or?
Yeah. Actually, I need to check that again. I don't have the ready figures.
No problem, sir. No problem.
Yeah.
Sir, other thing was, means this is a very broad question I'm trying to ask here, may not be relevant for one quarter, but just, your thoughts would help us to understand, because our margin expansion would be based on two large factors would have been increase in the share of SME business and also increase in the share of international air express, right?
No. There's so many things, this is, will be help to improve our margin level. One is obviously operational efficiency in terms of utilization level increase.
Oh, sir, I meant on the product side, sir. Sorry. I just clarified. On the product side and on the offering side.
Yeah. So basically offering, so, all offering, whatever we started in last year only, that will be contribute very good on this current year and as years to ahead.
No, sir, what I was trying to understand is the SME mix gradually improving the way you earlier was thinking, and will it help in improving the margin on that side?
So actually, to increase the business with SME in proportion to, big customer is not possible in a big way. Like, we can't be change the ratio of SME like 55% and other big customer 45%. This is not possible. So that's why we always want to maintain the ratio of 50-50, where we get the good prices from the SME customer and good volume, or you can say high volume with the biggest big customer. So that's why we are able to maintain our operating efficiency at the rate of our utilization level 85% plus kind of.
One thing also we have to keep in mind that some SME also become large customer. So that also happens. So it is always important to have a large SME base, because that one customer can suddenly become a very large top 500 company also. We have seen that happen in 10 years, that many companies which are small have suddenly become very big.
That's great. Sir, final question from my side. India has been focusing on, the ministers have been focusing a lot on improving the coastal waterways and for the domestic transportation and improving the, water infrastructure. I know it's a very work in progress and slow progress on one side. On the other side, if we look at some of the countries developed and Asian region, they have very high share of waterways in the logistics.
Those countries you're talking about, their GDP per capita must be $20,000-$30,000. Ours is $1,600-$1,700.
Right.
So wo abhi time lagega.
Time lagega, sir. Manla, acha. So, and we are not seeing any inquiries or anything from our side right now.
Nothing.
The trust and
zero. Koi India mein paisa dena hi nahi chahta hai. They don't want to spend on cost. They want it free only, everything.
Right, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you very much and wish you all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Alok from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good evening.
Sir, just had a couple of questions. Sir, one was on this Gurgaon sorting center. So since it got operationalized, a couple of months back, what's the progress there? How is it shaping up? Because I believe that after the success of that, we were going to look at whether automation we'll be doing at Pune or no. So just some insights on that.
I think, the trial run has gone pretty swift.
We experienced a thunderstorm also in Delhi recently, and we saw, you know, what would happen. So we had the scenario also laid out. And in general, the understanding is very clear now. What we are working on is how do we reduce the overall time it takes for, you know, the halting time and everything. So we have come to the levels that we wanted, we are achieving, and we will replicate the same in Pune without any issues. So the next phase of the, you know, this automation will start possibly in H2.
Sure, sir. And also wanted to understand, have you taken any price hike in April, because of the sharp increase in diesel at during the end of March?
Yes. So price hike is a, you know, completely is a set process, Alok, because our agreement with the customer is rolling over in each year. You know, they are spreading each year, like some customer, you know, each month, even I say on a daily basis, like some customer maybe make agreement with us on April, then May, June. So this is always we have to go for a price hike, annual price hike with the customer. So diesel is completely not affecting our price hikes. Diesel is completely separate, and wherever it is increased, we have to pass it on to customer.
Sure. And just one last question, sir. So I think I missed on that number because of there was some network issue. So what's the growth we are looking at for, sir, in FY23 on the volume and basically on the top line, and that the margin should be at similar levels only? Just wanted your thoughts on that.
Yeah. So by, you know, FY23, we looking for an, you know, growth of revenue growth of 20% plus, kind of like 2021. And on volume side, it will be around 16%. And margin, again, we are looking for to improve by 50 basis points to 100 basis points.
Sure, sir. Got it. Thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Rahul Soni from SMIFS Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, sir, as you said before that, this quarter you picked up late. So I would like to understand, by what margin you fell short of your targeted volume during Q4?
We fell short. You know, we were expecting to be growing more than Q3, but unfortunately, you know, that happened. The COVID thing happened. So it, we couldn't achieve the targets.
Yeah. Because, if I see the last 12-quarter data, the 235,000 ton volume is the highest volume, I guess. And still, it is just a 2.2% YOY growth over last year.
Yeah. It is growth of almost 4% over last year, same quarter. And you rightly said that was the highest revenue quarter.
Okay. And during Q4, we didn't take any price hike. I'm not asking about this fuel price pass-on.
No, we are able to get that, actually. Price hikes, you know, to annual price is a different one, from this fuel hike. Fuel hike is as and when it is, you know, happening. But other process for to increase the price with customer is different, you know, completely different, and we are getting the this price hikes.
Okay.
But again, yeah, it is impacting slightly wherever, you know, this diesel is sharp increased, then we are able to get the, obviously, diesel less percentage. If it is not happening, then we maybe charge, like, slightly higher.
Okay.
That impact.
One last question. As you said, 15% of your revenue is coming from eastern region. So what percentage of your total branches are located in the eastern region, and whether they are performing at par with, compared to other regions, or they are underutilized, or they are performing in line with the economic growth in the eastern region?
So that is happening, but right now, I don't have the ready available numbers about that, what the numbers and all. But usually, though, that's why I'm saying, because even I can say, you know, east sector is more performing well because they, you know, filling our trucks as a return load, because otherwise, my fill factor will be reduced. So they are also equally, you know, performing across the year, you know, whole the year, yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rahul. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Naveen Bhutra. He's an individual investor. You may go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. Congratulations for good set of operating performance, even in the challenging. So my question is regarding the capital allocation policy. We have announced the 75 crore rupees buyback at a price of 2050. So in the press release, it is written that through an open offer. If you can explain this through an open offer.
Of course, you'll have to check online, sir. We have to discuss. If you have any other pertinent questions regarding operations or something, we can tell you.
Yeah, yeah. Because the buyback, can we say that it will be a regular affair, because since we will be generating around 200 crore rupees this year, next
hard
year?
Hard to say, because each year will have different set of, you know, investment cycle. So okay. Next year maybe our investments in sorting centers will grow more. So very tough to say at this point.
Yeah, if I may, will promoters will be participating in this?
No, they will not.
No. So the one question I have regarding your interview to ET now, you said that in next one decade we will be having EBITDA of around 3,500 crore and PAT of 2,000 crore. If you can throw some more light on this for the benefit of all the shareholders.
So it is a very simple calculation. When we have 5,000 crore, let's say, revenue, then at about 35% margin, 25% margin, we will have about approximately 2,000 crore, right?
Yeah.
So that is the calculation.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Ms. Radha from B&K Securities.
We can be close after this question, Seema. Yeah.
Sure, sir.
Please.
Thank you for the opportunity again, sir. So just wanted to know, you mentioned your guidance for FY23, but could you just say it from a 3 to 5 year perspective, or your volume and margin guidance?
Yeah, so we have given like 2,000 crore revenue by 2025 with a margin level of 20%.
Okay, that's it, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was the last question. I hand over the conference to Mr. Chandra Agarwal for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining us today. The year ended with a positive note, with strong numbers and broad-based recovery across industries. We remain optimistic of the growth trajectory that we are on and excited about the opportunities that lie ahead of us. With our strong value proposition, we will achieve our targets. We look forward to meeting you again in the next quarter. Please be safe, stay healthy, and feel free to reach us in case any questions are not answered. Thank you once again.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of TCI Express Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.